While much of the country is looking out for that possible bomb cyclone in this ferocious storm across the country right now, parts of Northern California had an earth-shaking event early Tuesday morning that we wanted to check in on. One of the small towns hardest hit is still deep in recovery mode. Rio Dell sits along the beautiful Redwood Coast in Humboldt County, about a five-hour drive north of San Francisco. After a big earthquake Tuesday, some homes there are uninhabitable, and for days, many residents have been getting by with little to no cell phone service. Ryan Burns is a reporter for the news site The Lost Coast Outpost. And Ryan, this is a rural area hit by a magnitude 6.4 quake. What happened?
Yeah, you know, we live in a very active area for earthquakes. There's what's called the Mendocino Triple Junction, where three plates come together off the coast of Humboldt County here. So we're not unused to earthquakes, but this one, it felt a lot stronger, possibly because it was more shallow, and power went out countywide to about 70,000 customers. But Rio Dell has had the hardest time recovering. They still have more than 3,000 people without running water, many still without power, and a number of buildings fell off their foundations and have been deemed uninhabitable by building inspectors.
Well, you also had two deaths, we understand.
Two people died, and they had medical emergencies, and because of the earthquake and the emergency response, they weren't able to get medical care in time. Oh. And another 17 people were injured. Somebody suffered a broken hip. Another person had a head injury.
Boy, this is tough. And maybe because it's common, maybe because there's so much news this week and bomb cyclones, but I just feel we haven't heard enough about what sounds extraordinary. People were saying, you know, sometimes you can have an earthquake that's kind of rolling through, which is scary enough, but this was like a freight train.
That's exactly how one woman I interviewed described it. And the residents of Rio Dell are, you know, they're struggling to get by without running water. They've had to rely on supplies that have been donated. Their emergency responders are arranging portable showers and toilets. But, you know, because Rio Dell is classified as a severely economically disadvantaged community by the state, people are already pretty vulnerable. And one family I spoke with, they live in a low-income apartment complex where they're not allowed to use generators. They're not even allowed to bring candles into their apartment. And making matters worse, they have a four-year-old son who has a rare medical condition, and they need to keep his medications cold. And they were unable to do that without ice and without electricity.
Mm. Well, Ryan, you know, everybody in California is, you know, waiting for the big one. This was not the big one, but it sure felt big in one small town. So have there been lessons learned here?
Yeah, I think there were lessons learned about needing to be better prepared. We didn't expect a quake of this size to hit any community this hard, but a big problem has been the lack of telecommunications, which is a big problem after an emergency like this.
Well, we send our best wishes to everyone in the area. Ryan Burns with the news site, The Lost Coast Outpost. Ryan, thanks so much, and happy holidays, as much as everyone in that region can have. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Robin. You too.